here's a story from The World.
If you're a soccer fan like so many around the globe, you're in a good place right now. In Europe, the Euro Cup 2021 is underway, and in our hemisphere in Brazil, another tourney kicked off last night, the world's oldest international soccer showdown, the Copa America. Brazil shut out Venezuela 3-0. A hell of a start. What's drawing more attention, though, are the protests and controversy happening off the field. Brazil is approaching 500,000 deaths from COVID-19, and a majority of Brazilians say their nation should not be hosting the Copa right now. From southern Brazil, Michael Fox has our story.
Toque de cabeça, olha a sobra no gol do Brasil!
This is how the Copa América began in Brazil's capital on Sunday, with a goal 22 minutes in by defenseman Marquinhos off a corner kick from Neymar. But roughly a mile away, behind a thick line of military police, more than 100 members of Brazilian indigenous tribes were protesting. It's not fair, Creta Kangani, a leader of the Kangani people, told international media in a video shared online. 500,000 COVID-19 deaths, he said. Many Brazilians have yet to be vaccinated, and Bolsonaro accepted this tournament when many other countries refused it due to the COVID-19 health risks. Those concerns are shared by a majority of Brazilians. According to a recent poll, over 60% of the country believes Brazil should not be hosting the Games. Some medical professionals say this could be the breaking point that sinks Brazil into a third wave. Renan Rocha Granato is a doctor at the regional hospital in the Amazonian city of Altamira. He says, for everyone who's on the front lines, treating people and seeing people die every day because of COVID-19, a decision like this is really sad because it goes completely against science and any medical advice. The organizing committee for the Games has promised a series of measures to keep players and their delegations COVID-free, including isolating teams inside hotels and training facilities and barring fans from the games.
Vamos para o início de jogo.
But by the time of kickoff on Sunday, a dozen members of the Venezuelan delegation, including 8 players, had already tested positive for coronavirus. This came after they were forced to leave their captain behind in Caracas because he too was sick. 3 Bolivian players have now also tested positive for coronavirus. Rafael Lopez is a member of Brazil's independent COVID-19 research network.
He
says, an event that brings more people to Brazil and in one way or another creates situations where people are in more contact is likely to spread the virus. The Copa was not even supposed to be in Brazil. Bolsonaro gave the green light just 2 weeks ago after Colombia canceled because of ongoing political turmoil and Argentina said it couldn't host due to its own battle against coronavirus. Shortly after inviting the tournament to Brazil, Bolsonaro responded to critics.
Desde o começo, eu tô dizendo, por ocasião da pandemia, lamento
he said, as mortes. Since the beginning of the pandemic, I've been saying I'm sorry for the deaths, but we have to live our lives. The Brazilian national team did not agree. In interviews like this, both the captain and coach insinuated the team was considering boycotting. However, in a letter shared last week over social media, the players agreed to play, despite being against the hosting of the tournament. They have reason to be concerned. According to a recent study, the infection rate among Brazilian soccer players in Sao Paulo last year was on par with that of frontline health workers. But there is concern not just for the players. Renato Rivera is a doctor in Sao Paulo who's been treating COVID-19 patients since the beginning.
Nós temos também os atores meio, são aqueles que...
She says, there are also people in the middle who support all of the infrastructure needed for a sporting event this size. There's a risk for all of the participants. And to demand this right now is shocking. The Copa America is big business. The last tournament held in Brazil in 2019 brought in more than $100 million for the South American Soccer Confederation in advertising rights, sponsorships, licensing, and tickets. Bolsonaro, too, has much to gain. Carolina Fernandes da Silva is a Brazilian sports historian at the Federal University of Santa Catarina.
Isto pode ser utilizado em discursos eleitoreiros, já que a próxima eleição...
She says the president is likely hoping to sell an image that Brazil's pandemic isn't as bad as it seems one year out from the 2022 presidential elections, with Bolsonaro currently behind in the polls.
Estimularia um nacionalismo nos indivíduos, ou seja, considerar superior
aos Silva says, the tournament creates nationalist identity and diverts attention from the problems in Brazil, like the long-time closure of schools, the slow vaccinations, and the increase in poverty and inequality.
O impedimento, Gabriel fez o toque, Everton, Gabriel bateu pro gol, no gol!
Though the stands are empty, most Brazilians are still supporting their national team, but many fear for the impact it may have on their country, with only 11% of the population fully vaccinated and COVID-19 cases and deaths again on the rise. The tournament will last through mid-July. For The World, I'm Michael Fox in Florianópolis, Brazil.